You're listening to the Malcolm Radio Show. And on this week, I'm interviewing Sydney Bernstory, who is currently the office manager and club president of Global Majority and is an avid Mapuche rights advocate. So welcome, Sydney.
Thank you.
Before we start, I was hoping for you to tell everyone what program you are, what semester you're in, and kind of what your academic interests are at MIS.
Okay. Well, like you said, my name is Sydney. I am a third semester international policy studies student. I'm in the human security and development track, and my language here is Spanish, Espanol. And let's see, I have lots of academic interests, but I suppose my main one, if you were to ask one of my friends, they would say that I'm very passionate about women's rights, reproductive justice, and like you started talking about the Mapuche a little bit, and I'm very passionate about indigenous rights as well around the world, but also here domestically in the United States.
Yeah. Yes, which is an important thing for all of us to remember at an international school, that we do still live in a country that has plenty of problems of its own. So for people who don't know, I'm fairly familiar with Global Majority. Can you give a little brief overview of what Global Majority is, what they focus on, what areas they are located in?
Sure. Well, Global Majority is a nonprofit organization based here on Miss's campus, actually. We're located on the third floor of McGowan Building. And it was started by a group of students and former professor and now current California State Senator Bill Monning about 10 years ago. And it started as a nonviolent conflict resolution organization, and it promotes peaceful dialogue throughout the world and also here locally in Monterey County through education, training, advocacy, through programs like that. And currently we're all over the place right now. We are working on a local initiative here in Monterey in Salinas, working at a court-appointed school where we teach conflict resolution. And we actually run the Chile program here at MIS, which is during J-term, and it's a three-week program down in Chile where you spend your first week in Santiago learning about transitional injustices after the Pinochet dictatorship. And the 2 weeks following that, you spend doing field work, learning about what's going on with the Mapuche indigenous group down in Chile. We're also working on a program for 2014 down in Rwanda to do a genocide conference, which should be really interesting.
Yeah. Wow, that seems like Global Majority is all over the place, certainly, but definitely very important tasks you have undertaken. What first got you interested in Global Majority?
Well, I was on Zocalo perusing internships that were available, and I saw this organization that wanted to talk about peace and was interested in local issues and international issues, which is important to me, and I thought I'd get involved. And I actually came on originally as kind of their gender mainstreaming intern, which was just kind of looking at their programs and seeing how inclusive they were, because conflicts can exclude a lot of people. And so I was kind of brought on as that person to make sure that we were being inclusive with all of our programs. Yeah.
That's great. And you are now the office manager. What's it like being an office manager? What is a day in the life of an office manager? And what kind of skills are you gaining for future careers?
Oh, goodness. Well, Global Majority is a very small organization. We have three paid staff members, of which I am one of. And honestly, we do everything. So from grant writing to donor outreach to blogging, social media and communication strategies, policy and procedure writing for the organization, and then planning these programs. So right now, a lot of my energy is spent on creating curriculum and lesson plans for this conflict resolution class, and then also really upping our social media strategy, which has been a new endeavor for me. And I've definitely been gaining a ton of skills in terms of marketing and communication strategies and how important that is in nonprofits, especially in local organizations like this. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen you in the DLC getting help from them in that case.
That's very true.
So if a student wanted to get involved with Global Majority, what would they do? Who would they talk to?
They would talk to me, actually. So there are several ways to get involved with Global Majority. The first one is we have a club on campus that meets bi-monthly, and we organize events on campus. So we're hoping to plan a conference this semester, actually, on activism in Sudan. We have a lot of local contacts here who are from Sudan. And so that's one way to get involved is join the Global Majority Club and help out with on-campus promotion. Another way is to participate in the Chile program in January. And the third way is you can become an intern or a volunteer with Global Majority. Volunteering is a great way to get involved, but we're also looking for interns right now with specific tasks and, yeah.
So we've both mentioned Chile and the Mapuches. Can you tell people who the Mapuche are? Most people probably have no idea. They think we're just saying this word. And
what
can you tell
me
how you got really interested in it?
So the Mapuche are the largest indigenous group located in south central Chile. And Mapuche literally translates to people of the land. And they are an indigenous group that was actually never conquered by the Spanish Inquisition. And they are currently fighting for their rights right now in Chile. They, under the Pinochet dictatorship, a law was enacted. It was the anti-terrorism law. And that law still exists today in Chile. And the Mapuche are a main target of this law. I mean, there's a lot of reasons that go into it, but one of the main ones is that the Mapuche are very adamant about not being Chilean, and they are really passionate about the sacredness of land and water and air and how it's all connected. And what you have now is a democratic government that's wanting to develop their country, which means laws about land use, laws about water use and airspace. And this is happening in Mapuche land because it's not developed land and in the sense we think of it now. And so what's happening is you see the building of dams, the creation of forestry plantations and paper factories, which are all really great for Chile's economy, but they're having an incredibly negative impact, not only on the environment, but on the Mapuche people. And so we've been working a lot on activism with them and kind of looking into this idea of autonomy and what that means and how the Mapuche could potentially achieve it. And the UN recently released a statement saying that the Chilean government needs to address this issue and that they are violating these people's rights and it's not okay. Yeah.
And if a student wants to get involved, I hear that there is an information session and possibly a film screening this Wednesday.
Yes. On Wednesday, Professor Jan Black, who is the professor for the J-Term program, is hosting an event at 6:30, I believe. 6 or 6:30. Don't quote me on that time. and she'll be showing a video called Missing, which is about the first 9/11. So 1973, when Pinochet took over in a coup d'etat the government of Chile. And they'll also be discussing the Mapuche and indigenous rights and go into a little bit detail about the Chile program as well. And I believe that's being put on by Amnesty International Club.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. I hope I've gotten students interested in joining Global Majority. You know how to reach Sydney. I'll make sure her contact information is right below the podcast. And have a great day and good luck for the rest of the semester.
Thank you.